We're up to Simon Kuf Samach Gimel in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, and we'll be doing the entire Simon. Im ein mayim mitsuyim lefanov, a person that does not have water in front of him. Berachok yoser me'arbon milin. 4 milin, the amount of the distance of 4 milin ahead of you, you don't have water. V'la'achora la'achrav mil, or behind you 1 mil. Yitol yodav amapa, the lashon we have here is yitol yodav. The Mishtabura says the right girsa is yolit yodav, and what it means is to cover your hand with a mapa, with some kind of cloth, which would include a glove. Va'ochol pas odavar shetibule b'mashka, and you can eat bread or anything that was dipped in water, which also needs netila. So the Mechaber is telling us that you are required to walk 4 milin in front of you and 1 mil behind you in order to get it. Now, behind you means out of the way. So if you're not going anywhere, you don't have to go further than 1 mil. The Mishtabura also discusses traveling, and he says that these are not measurements of distance necessarily, these are measurements of time. The time that it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. The time that it takes to walk 4 mil is 72 minutes. So if you're traveling, you would have to drive back 18 minutes, or if within the next 72 minutes of driving you'll have water, it is also to rely on putting a cloth on your hand. You are required to wait until you get to the place where there is water. As far as how hungry you have to be, the Mishtabur, the Bir Halacha, brings down two different opinions. Must you be absolutely starving, or is it that you feel like eating? The halacha, though, is that if it's not, if you can possibly wait it out, if you can possibly get to for 72 minutes ahead of you, you can get food, you should not rely on the kriches mapa, even though you are hungry. Now, what happens if you have a suffik, if there will be water over there? The halacha is you're allowed to rely on being korech b'mapa. You can cover your hand. You are not mechuyev to wait that amount of time only to find that there is no water over there. So it's only where there's vadai. Now, the Mechaber says to cover your hand with a mapa, you have to cover both of your hands, according to the Mechaber, for fear that you're going to touch it with the other one. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, o'ochel ayidei kaf. You can use a spoon for eating. Many achronim have a big problem with this Ramah. Where did he get this halacha from, that you can have your uncovered hands relying on eating for the spoon, that you're never going to touch the food? Mishtabura does not like the idea, and he says you should only rely on it if you really don't have anything to cover your hands with, which is kind of hard to imagine, he says. So that relying on eating with a spoon is really not good enough, because still you may end up touching the food. But the Mishtabura says that it becomes clear then, according to the Ramah, that the fact that you're using the spoon with only one hand doesn't aser it, even though your other hand is open. Says the Mishtabura, according to the Ramah, it would stand to reason that when you're korach b'mapa, if you're eating with one hand, all you'd have to do is cover that one hand. But since many achronim argue with the Ramah, you shouldn't rely on that. What happens if someone just doesn't have a mapa at all? He has nothing to cover his hand with. So again, Mishtabur says that's far-fetched, but he doesn't have to cover it with anything. Sif Beis, Hamachil Acherim Ein Tzarech Netilas Yadayim. Chazal's takana was on one who eats, not on one who feeds. Va'ochol Tzarech Netilas Yadayim Alfa Bishachar Nosem Netok Piv Ve'en Loger B'machol. And one who eats has to wash Netilas Yadayim, even though he's not touching the food, someone else is feeding him. This is because of lo plug. So as a rule, the one who has to wash is not necessarily the one touching the food, but the one eating the food. V'adin lo'ochol b'magreifa, also if someone eats with a fork, kli she'esh lo shinayim, she'tzarech netilas yadayim. That's one thing. Second of all, the Ramah says, v'asur lahachil l'misha lo natal yadav, it is asur to give food to someone who has not washed his hands, mishum lifne'ivra lo sitein mechshal. So this is talking about where this is your food. If it's his food, he can get hold of it anyway. There's no lifnei iver. There would only be an iser mesayeya. But there wouldn't be lifnei iver daraisa. The Bir Halacha mentions that what happens if the person is going home. You're giving him food to take home with him. So he says, who knows if there's a chance that he can make a bracha at home, you're not over on anything. It's only when he's eating in front of you and you're seeing that he's eating without a bracha, only in such a case would we say that you are over lifnei iver. Otherwise not.